this week, my wife and I were talking, and we really were talking about what was the most important thing in our life. So that's the challenge. Let's just get right into it. What is the most important thing to you? Is it family, work, kids? I mean, today is just a day maybe just to be honest with yourself. Is it the church, the building, church, the people? Is it your community? Is it your support system? You know, recently I posted a quote on Instagram that said, "Your kids will hold you together when everything else seems to be falling apart." So think about it. What is the most valuable thing to you? You know, something you know that will never go away. It's sort of deeply ingrained in you. It's your DNA. It's what makes you unique. And are you investing carefully in the most important thing in your life? I'd like to read from Haggai in a book that he wrote. The first chapter says this: Is it a time for you yourselves to be living in your paneled houses while this house remains a ruin? Now this is what the Lord Almighty said: Give careful thought to your ways. You have planted much but harvested little. You've eat but never have enough. You drink but never have your fill. You put on clothes but are not warm. You earn wages only to put them in a purse with holes in it. I kind of love that, purse with holes. Is he not describing us many times in our lives? I mean, the reality is that we can change that today with just a decision to invest more in what is the most important thing in your life, which, by the way, has a lot to do with everything to do with what God's asking you to do or God's called you to do in life. See, here's the picture, real quick. This will be a quick one. Haggai had arrived on the scene where people had stopped rebuilding the temple. You know, Ezra and the people had given up for nearly 15 years. And the reason why is this: opposition. They had met opposition, and so they caved. They gave up on their dreams, and they caved, and they just decided to strike a deal with resistance and to just live and to work and to what is implied here, to just make additions or panels to their own houses. Does that sound familiar to us? Rather than rebuild a community as God had asked them to do, to rebuild the temple, you know, these steeple churches, they're, that was how you built community. Has anyone ever come to you and said, like Haggai, someone said to you lately, Hey, let's get back to what it is that it's important here. Can we do that? So here's what he said to them. They had come from 70 years in slavery or exile. They were back. There was all kinds of excitement. There was this newfound belief. There was refreshment. There were, you know, everyone was working together. We're going to help rebuild. There was young and the old. And the minute they met resistance, opposition, which is going to happen from the world, they caved. And we do that. And honestly, the temptation, here it is to take that easier path. That temptation is strong at times, but you know what? Be honest with me today. That easier path usually ends up actually being the more difficult one, doesn't it? Now, if you're 20 years old, hey, you can risk and stomach bigger decisions. But I would also say to you right now, as Haggai is saying, give careful thought to your ways, because decisions now will affect you for the rest of your life. But for those with family and kids or that dream job that seemed to just fill up the purse, well, frankly, the temptation is not to take, you know, as many risks or, you know, even calculated risks at times. But when I read give careful thought to your ways, you know, that's a risk that I can take today. It's one that I have to take, and I'm encouraging you, no matter what God is asking you to do, as far as investing in the most important things that He has. And here's how it happens. The very moment that Ezra and them made the decision to pick the tools back up, to get back at it, to do what God was asking their generation to do, it didn't matter age, I bet every one of them felt 20 years old again. If you're in any type of leadership, if you're in any type caring for someone, if you're teaching, if you're making decisions for those, if you're in a representing people, God said of this decision, here's what he said when they picked up the tools and stepped back out. Chapter 5, verse 5 of Ezra says, the eye of their God was watching over the elders of the Jews, and they were not stopped. I've spent many, many, many days visiting with older folks, and all of these dear friends have told me time and time again, son, remember what's important, God and family and helping others. And they were just going to say really the same as Haggai here, leaving the most important thing in life, which is what God is asking you to do. Well, nothing you do outside of that is going to keep your belly full. Nothing you do outside of that is going to keep your heart warmed up. Nothing outside of that is going to keep you full of joy. It all goes in a purse that has a hole in it. I don't have all the answers, but I do know that the path that looked against the grain of society for me, faith that is, has actually turned out to be the less risky and the more rewarding life decision that I make over and over and over again every morning, day and night. That doesn't mean that bad things won't happen. They do and they have. But what it does mean is when they do, the eyes of God will be on you, and they have been on me, and they will you will certainly know it. You'll have hope that rebuilding is a call. Where is your place in the community you live? You know, God bless you if you've found it, and God is with you if you want it. And God's with you if you've found it. You know that. Choosing His plan and His path has no holes in it. It is complete. So let's get at it. Piece by piece, person by person. God bless. Make a decision today to answer the call. Say yes.